Okay, so this particular presentation I have done in some form or another for 10 years at this meeting. I've been a member of the SSSA for 32 or 33 years, and I have attended about 30 meetings. And in the last 10 years, I've been, and even a little longer than that, a different version of this, but something of this type I've been presenting, sometimes to very small crowds, sometimes to a larger group. But the whole idea is to give some perspective on you know, some of the things that the leadership roles and the opportunities for professional soil scientists and consulting. And my background is that I was in business. I owned my own business for 27 years. Sold my business. Worked on, and that company's been acquired as well. But I've always maintained my position or my job, and I have a fairly unique job in that. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit about the opportunities or the roles that soil scientists have. But I have a fairly unique job in that I am the director of environmental services for railroad work exclusively. All I do is do permitting for railroads. That's it. That's about all I've done for 15 years. And it's been a full-time job and keeps 7 people full-time busy to do just that. So, of course, you know, we have the origins of soil scientists and what we had to do back in the day of describing the importance of soil. So I'll say that some of these you'll have seen before. The consultant being someone willing to be called in at the last second to share the blame, but the comes down to is the expert is the person who has one more experience than the rest of the people in the room, especially that expert from afar. The expert consultant is someone who evaluates the conditions and is willing to make a decision. That's the difference. Develop a solution rather than just define the problem. It's easy to define the problem. Yep, you've got a problem. I didn't need to hire somebody to tell me I have a problem. My client doesn't want to know. They know they have a problem. And sometimes they do need definition of what that problem is, but they're not hiring you for problem definition. They're hiring you for a solution. And what we as consultants do is most common, we're selling common sense, because it's amazing how little common sense. Sometimes answers to me are so obvious, and they may not be that obvious. I understand that. But if you understand the total picture of things, and soils allows us, understanding soils allows you to see a total picture, it gives you a common sense approach to it. And I can't ever help but get through the always making the point that the most critical skill as a consultant, I don't care if you're a soil scientist or anybody else, is superior technical writing, professional writing, and speaking skills. You can be the best in your field, and I'm not. I'm not the best soil scientist out there. I know a lot of people that are better soil scientists than I am. But I'm a good soil scientist. I'm a good business person, but I know how to write and I know how to speak. Because if you can't communicate, no one cares how good you are, and they'll never know how good you are. When speaking or in presentations or in writing, the 15-second rule. Nobody retains or comprehends information if it takes longer than 15 seconds. You'll notice the vast majority of my slides I will never keep up for more than 15 seconds. You should be able to, as a business person, say what you do in 15 seconds. Not, well, I do some of this, and I do some of this, and I do some of this, and I do some of this. You should be able to say, in 15 seconds, what do you do? I can tell you what I do. I keep my clients out of trouble. I know the regulations better than the regulators, and I make sure my clients stay out of the newspapers and they stay out of trouble. The five C's of superior communication: clear, concise, complete, consistent, and correct. That's the five C's. I have that at my desk. I have that at my office. I have it at every one of my employees' desks. This is what I expect of them. Give me clarity, be concise, be complete in what you do. I want to see consistency. I don't want to see one project at the head of the thing and one on a different project at the footer, and it should be correct. If you're looking for a big opportunity, you look for a big problem and solve it. The representation, the synagraphs in Chinese for crisis is danger and change and opportunity. With every change comes an opportunity. And that's what every crisis will have some type of opportunity associated with it. And every client wants to hear the words, "I'll take care of it." And every boss wants to hear the words, "I'll take care of it." They don't want to hear how much of a problem it is. They just want to hear, "I'll take care of it." Know more about their problems than they do. The client needs to hear not what they want to hear. Being the valuable consultant is making sure that you're honest enough and tell them what they need to hear, because that's what they're hiring you for. Dancing that line between the client representation and client advocate is a little tricky. You have to be careful. Sometimes you don't even like the client that you're working with, but you still have to learn how to dance. It's very important to have certifications. And a follow-up here after mine is going to be about licensing. You can identify yourself as a professional. You're recognized by your professional peers, and it's very important for the legal and agency representation. Professional comes from the actually Greek word for profess. I commit, I join, and I agree to abide. That's the basis behind the word professional. I agree to abide by standards and ethical conduct. There is a range of environmental services out there. It's all tied together. Soil scientists kind of leads it. It's a multi-billion dollar business industry. Opportunities are there. It's important for us to take action. The history of our description of what we do, you'll see it's a lot of crap at the bottom. It was so limiting, and our salary ranges were tied into, well, you did this, and this is where you start, and this is your range, and here's the 20 percentile, here's what your limits are. That limits out the window. Soil scientists are natural interdisciplinary lead coordinators, and managers, because we aren't specialized. Even though you say, "Oh, soil," but we're not specialized. You're more of a cover all. When I get to that, I mean the understanding, education, and experience. You have to interact with many different disciplines and understand those disciplines in order for it to make any sense. We have what's called the true ecological approach. And that is that the environment is a whole and complex interrelated ecosystem. You can't understand soils and not understand the complex and interrelationship of everything. It's not just the hole in the ground. That's always the thing. Go out there, dig a hole, say, "Yep, there's a soil, that's what it is, and my job is done." It's tying in that geological aspect, the parent materials, tying in the uniqueness of the hydrology of different areas, the vegetation that every spot modifies and changes that soil, and then the soil itself, the conditions that are occurring, the uniqueness that occurs in different environments and in different locations. And I always use the term, and I've been using this for 20 years, the soil is the solution. Soil is the solution for so many things, so many areas. You can get down to the comprehensive environmental analysis. This is things that soil scientists do. Land capability analysis, land use carrying capacity. Those are critical areas soil scientists perform their job. Defining sensitive environments, hazard identification, archaeological verifications. Looking for a job? They're all there. Resource damage and protection evaluations, ecological restoration and mitigation, risk analysis, nutrient management plans, bioremediation and toxin attenuation, just what Dan was talking about, effluent, biosolid loading determinations, silvicultural, agricultural productivity, stormwater management, treatment, coming up with how and what can be applied, environmental monitoring. If the bottom line is if you don't know the soil, if you know the soil, you know the site. And you don't have to assume, because in the situation that we have, soil is the solution. It's always going to be the solution. And that's kind of the wrap-up of it, and, of course, the unique discovery by soil scientists at Mount Rushmore. You had any questions, or we can have questions generally at the end? We'll move on.
Thank you, Eric.